Awesome is a word that is used and overused a tremendous amount in today's society. But what does it truly mean to be awesome? Is it being successful? Being glamorous? Being bigger than life? The Awesome Foundation, started in Boston in 2009, set out to discover just that. The foundation provides one-time $1,000 grants with no strings attached to people who can create, in their words, flashes of micro-brilliance. The Awesome Foundation has chapters all over the U.S. and Canada, as well as Europe, Australia, Israel, and Mongolia. I got to meet with Roanne Lee, Dean of the Cincinnati chapter of the Awesome Foundation, to find out more. So I'm here with Roanne Lee from the Awesome Foundation, the Cincinnati chapter yes. of the Awesome Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.
Roanne, what does it mean to be awesome?
So in my mind, when I think of an awesome project, I think of something that stops everybody in their tracks, something that gets people to be in shock and surprise because it's just totally out of their world, completely out of the ordinary, something really odd and extreme in a good way, not in any negative way. And so that's generally what I'm looking for in terms of something that really gets me talking about how this really weird thing happened to me today, and it gets me out of the grunt of daily work, daily life, etc. So.
What is the Awesome Foundation? What's it all about?
So it's all about filling in a gap from really just funding kind of stupid ideas that people would never bother to invest in. So if you go to some nonprofit charity or some foundation, they're going to want to invest millions of dollars into a local big effort of some sort. This is all about these temporary kind of transient projects that you can invest only $1,000, only takes a month to implement, and gets people rolling with their creative ideas that they've never bothered to really invest in, and something that, you know, it could be the start of something really amazing, something really great, something you can franchise, something that other cities pick up, etc. And we're just creating a very kind of an innovative way to get these small ideas working and off the ground.
And looking at your website, I see that the Awesome Foundation has done projects around the world, even as far as Mongolia.
Yeah, it's quite incredible. Every year, the Awesome Foundation has a summit in Boston, and some of the people that are there are just out of this world. Everybody from Alexis Ohanian from Reddit is there, people from Union Square Ventures, all of these really interesting and entrepreneurial people will come speak to people, and it's a really awesome opportunity.
What led the Awesome Foundation to start a chapter in Cincinnati?
So I knew about the Awesome Foundation more than a year ago, probably when I was still in college at Georgetown, and I heard about this, and I was like, I really want to get involved, etc., and I knew I was moving out to Cincinnati, and I didn't notice the chapter here, and I was like, I just need to start one. So that's essentially just all that it was, an idea in my head.
And how's that happen? How do you start a chapter?
It's not very bureaucratic, obviously, so I just cold call, email the people that had Awesome Foundation, and they set me up with an account, a page on the website, etc., and did all the back end stuff for me because it's all pretty much done. Starting a chapter is fairly easy on that end. The other side is finding trustees locally. So I was doing a lot of networking. I had very little connections here, but it actually helped me through references and networks. Everybody really reached out and was able to tap into their networks, and I was able to branch out and find over 10 trustees.
Okay, so the basic idea is you find super cool ideas and you fund them. It's $1,000. What type of projects are you looking for?
The minimum requirement is that they only cost $1,000. It has to be within that frame, and they only take a month to execute on. So paying for a down payment for your car does not work. I think there's some miscommunication there, but
although that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, right? And it also has to have some kind of street level experience. So it can't be, let's say, you writing a novel and then publishing it and et cetera. It has to be something that people can see and experience on the street. For example, if your awesome project was to throw books at people on the street, maybe it'll work if it doesn't hurt and you're like cushioning or something. But it's something really random and weird, something that people can digest on a daily or like walking street level basis. Yeah.
Give me an example of past Awesome Foundation recipients.
Yes. So one project that I love, there are several that I love. There's one where this guy, this engineer, created a cotton candy cannonball machine and had it blast off in the park and stuff. So it would create the cotton candy, it would create balls of them and then blast them off to kids and stuff. That's pretty awesome. There was another guy out in San Francisco who happened to have an empty bathtub, and he decided, I'm going to put wheels on it, take it through the streets of San Francisco, turn it into a bathtub gondola, wear French gear, and just like do something really ridiculous. And so they really don't have to have any economic value. It doesn't have to have an ROI of any sort. We just want you to do something interesting, crazy, ridiculous. Awesome.
Who are some of the people involved here in the Cincinnati chapter of the Awesome Foundation?
So anybody from Jim Price of Empower Media Marketing to Rob McDonald, who started the Brandery and is also at Taft, to Aaron Kidwell, who's actively involved in Girl Development coding classes, as well as Brandery and other stuff like that. We have a really awesome network and team of people. I shoot them emails all the time. I'm sure they're sick of it, but they're extremely resourceful in every way. Tony Alexander has been extremely helpful. He's a local entrepreneur as well. So yeah,
it really seems like kind of a no holds barred kind of attitude of if this is, to use your phrase, an awesome experience, we'll get behind it. Are there any rules or limitations of something that you'll say we can't do that?
The less rules and limitations, the better. I even feel bad that I can't invest in a $20,000 project, but really, it has to be low financing. But I think the less rules, the better. The crazier you are, the better. The more ridiculous. Like, if you want to throw books at people, do it. Like, it's ridiculous, but I just want people to really flex their imagination as much as they possibly can and take it to the limit, whatever they think that might be.
So if someone has what they believe is to be an awesome idea, how do they apply?
If you go on awesomefoundation.org and then you click the Cincinnati chapter, you can apply for a grant there and be as descriptive as possible, and it'll definitely improve your chances. Submit as many ideas as you want a month. We give away a grant every month. So make sure if you don't get it this month, think of another idea or redevelop the idea to be more in line with what you want to do, etc. Give us more details, etc., and apply every month if you possibly can.
So this is planned as a long-term
Absolutely.
Thing. This is not a one-time.
No. These trustees have invested at least $1,200 a year. They are planning on doing this for however long. It remains awesome.
Has there been any talk of coordinating some of these awesome events with other downtown
Absolutely.
Festivals like Final Friday, for
Absolutely.
Instance?
Different people have different ideas. There definitely talks about festivals. There's this woman I was just on the phone with. She was talking about bedazzling a monument for a parade. So things like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, that requires a lot of effort.
Exactly.
Well, I've been speaking with Roanne Lee, Dean from the Cincinnati chapter of the Awesome Foundation. For links to the Awesome Foundation's website and for more information, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. Thank you.
Thank you.